With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The local economy grew by 1.6% in quarter two, a slowdown from 3.3% in the same quarter last year. According to the Namibia Statistics Agency, the economy expanded to 64.8 billion Namibia dollars, up from the 58.8 billion recorded in quarter two of 2024. Growth was driven by the tertiary sector, which saw a 3.9% increase. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo has the details.
The performance during the quarter under review is mainly attributable to the tertiary industries that recorded a growth of 3.9% in real value added, compared to a 5% growth recorded in the corresponding period of 2024. Now, the performance in the tertiary industries was mainly observed in sectors of wholesale and retail trade, 5.2% compared to 9.1%, education at 5.6% from 1%, and then financial service activities 5% compared to 9.1%, and public administration and defense 3.7% in comparison to 4.3%.
A new study warns that African cities, including Harare and Durban, are failing to adequately respond to climate change impacts such as rising heat, droughts, and floods. Researchers say quick fixes like minor drainage upgrades do not address deep inequalities, urging instead for inclusive reforms and community-driven solutions. NUST Professor Morgan Hauptfleisch weighs in.
There are two aspects to reacting to climate change. One is the mitigation of climate change, so our reliance on, let's say, fossil fuels for energy, so contributing to climate change, making it work. The other one is adapting to climate change, which is taking place. And I think this paper refers specifically to the adaptation. And what is needed, and what I think science is telling us, that diversification of livelihoods is something that's really important for that. There needs to be a more variety of options for people to create livelihoods and to be able to survive and generate more food for themselves, which means that we should be planning for 20 years ahead in a much different climate.
The Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have agreed to start implementing security and economic measures next month to end the fight that has left tens of thousands of people dead in eastern DRC since 2021.
Officials in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo issued a joint statement on their security and economic cooperation scheduled to start on October 1st. The DRC is supposed to disarm a militia of ethnic Hutus operating in eastern DRC, known as FDLR, and Rwanda is expected to withdraw its troops from Congolese territory. The neighboring countries are also supposed to launch economic projects. The measures are part of a U.S.-mediated peace agreement that was signed in Washington, D.C. on June 27th. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there is a need for financial justice, which means an overhaul of the international financial architecture to make it fairer and fit for today's realities. Guterres says when borrowing costs fall and fiscal space widens, governments can invest in development and resilience and prevent crises.
At this pivotal moment, I see four immediate priorities. First, rebuilding trust in international cooperation. Second, investing in prevention and peacemaking. Third, confronting the climate crisis. And fourth, making finance deliver for peace and prosperity.